BBC News with Julie Candler. Security sources in Mozambique say Islamist militants have seized the northern town of Palma, the hub of a giant gas project. The insurgents raided the town on Wednesday. Several gas workers were killed in an ambush after they were evacuated from a hotel. Germany's influential health minister says the country must go into lockdown again if a third coronavirus wave is to be avoided. Jens Spahn said people's movements and contacts needed to be reduced for at least 10 days. The UN Human Rights Office says it has had reports of up to 91 people killed by the Burmese security forces. It's the bloodiest day yet of demonstrations against last month's coup. An ethnic armed group in eastern Myanmar says government fighter jets have bombarded a village in territory it controls. The Karen National Union said hours earlier it had overrun an army base, killing 10 soldiers. Thousands of women have demonstrated in Istanbul, calling on the Turkish government to reverse its decision to pull out of an international convention designed to protect women from domestic violence. Women's rights groups say the Istanbul Convention saves lives. Hospital sources in Bangladesh say five more people have been shot dead in clashes between the troops and hardline Islamists, protesting at a visit by India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Doctors say at least 12 more have gunshot wounds. Police in Belarus have detained more than 100 people on a day that the opposition had called for further protests against President Lukashenko. There was a heavy deployment of security forces in Minsk, but no sign of mass protests. Cities around the world have been switching off their lights for an hour as part of an annual event to encourage action on climate change. Earth Hours organisers say this year crucial political decisions will be made on climate action. BBC News.